Tonight's Wildcats Den features the great play of the undefeated girls' soccer team. The golf teams get ready for district tournament action, and the newly renovated Tom Davis Memorial Stadium is open for business. We'll hear from Coach Flatt and sophomore Dylan Chilton on the football team about the first game at home.
Welcome into the Wildcats Den. We're joined by Livingston Academy golf coach Buddy Sells. Coach Sells, appreciate you coming on the program here, and I'll first start it off. Coach, how did you think the teams performed throughout the regular season this year?
We performed about up to what our capabilities are. We've grown and gotten better on our short game and things like that. We've really put a lot of focus on. And I look forward to a postseason play coming up here next week at Golden Eagle Golf Club in Cookeville. We have a couple of players that play pretty well there, and I look forward to a couple of those guys hopefully moving on to regional play, as well as the girls team. The girls team that we have right now that are seniors, when they were in eighth grade, they won first place in a district tournament. So I expect them to perform well and hopefully, you know, defend their eighth grade championship.
Who are some of those players that played well this season, both on the boys and the girls' sides?
Bryson Fletcher is a senior. He's played all 4 years. He's definitely been either the number one or number two player all 4 years. He had a great summer. He actually went to Kentucky and played on a golf course up there and shot 61, which is 11 under. It was tied the course record up there. So he's a really good player and very capable. On the girls' side, Hallie Ledbetter really sticks out. She's played, like I said, ever since middle school, just like Bryson did. Anna Marie Smith is also a senior and has played since junior high and is a good, solid player. Hallie has an opportunity. There's a couple of colleges that I've talked to that are interested in possibly bringing her on next year at the college level. And I just look forward to them enjoying the senior year, playing well, and, you know, hopefully making some noise in these postseason tournaments for themselves and for Livingston Academy.
Coach, you mentioned the district tournaments at the Golden Eagle Golf Club in Cookeville. You guys play there throughout the season at least once, usually. What kind of challenges does that course present that you hope your players can take on and play well in?
Well, it's a little bit different than what we're used to. Golden Eagle has Bermuda fairways and grass, and we usually don't play on that at home. So it's a little bit different getting used to the turf. The greens there are very small. I always tell them to try to hit to the center of the green. Don't worry about where the flag is. Put to the edges. That way, it gives you the best opportunity to alleviate any big misses if you aim in the middle. It's not a very long golf course. Just the size of the greens and the different type of grass. It's a prominent golf course grass. It's just, here in Livingston, we don't really have the facilities, for having that kind of grass, or like Tech can take care of Golden Eagle. But, outside of those two factors, like I said, it's not really long. It's not really tight. It's in great shape. It's a good little course, and it does suit the eye of a couple of our players, and I really do hope they play really well.
Head Coach Buddy Sells with the Livingston Academy golf team right here inside the Wildcats Den.
Welcome back into the Wildcats Den. We're joined by Leah Cross, a sophomore back row player for the volleyball team for the Livingston Academy Wildcats, and they just got back from a tournament in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And I want to start it there this past weekend. Maybe not too many wins, however, you guys, how fun was it just to go down to Gatlinburg and play with the team together?
Oh, it was really fun. I think any time we get to play together as a team, it's always fun. And our coach makes sure that we have a bunch of fun opportunities outside of just playing volleyball. We got to go down to the wilderness, and we had a fun time at their park, their water park. That was pretty fun, too.
Now, you guys get to play some pretty good teams in these tournaments as well. I know you guys played in Knoxville earlier this year, kind of at the beginning of the season, played some more teams, played some teams from Alabama. Is it fun playing those talented teams, and you can kind of see, okay, hey, we have something to strive for here?
Oh, yes. I think it's really fun to play those teams because it just encourages you to get better and keep working. You want to get as good as them, even better.
You kind of mentioned what you guys do on those trips. Do you try to make it, obviously you go to play volleyball, but you try to make it fun as well, kind of going on the, sounding like going to one of the state parks or something too?
Oh, yes. Our coach, she does a lot of stuff to try to make it fun for us to enjoy the game, but also enjoy just being together as a team and having a good time.
Do you think that helps you guys on the court with the team chemistry?
Yes, I think it definitely helps the team chemistry, just coming together and playing as a team, because that's how we play the best, is when we come together and play as a team.
Now, on a bus trip, what songs or artists on a playlist do you have to have going to a game?
Oh, gosh, it just depends. Any hype songs that the seniors want. We have a girl on our team, and she always brings a speaker, so she always picks the playlist for us. Anything that gets us excited for the game, it just varies on trip to trip.
What area of your game do you think you have improved in the most this year?
I think mainly my passing's gotten a lot better, getting behind the ball and getting easier passes for our setter. I feel like that's gotten a lot better this year.
I know when talking to Coach Jenkins throughout this season, that's kind of been a focus for this year. Do you think as a team that's gotten better as well?
Yes, we have a really good libero too, Sydney. She's gotten really good this year. She's a vital part of our team as well.
What is your favorite meal or favorite food?
I like the chicken, cheese, and rice from Costa. I love that before games.
That is a good one. Favorite class in school?
My favorite class this year is probably physical science with Miss Goodpasture.
And why is that?
She makes everything fun. I just love her as a teacher.
That always helps. Well, what do you want to improve on as this season kind of goes on?
Probably getting stronger with the ball. I'd say my hitting a little bit, like back row attacks.
That's sophomore Leah Cross with the volleyball team, one of the back row players, as we're inside the Wildcats' den. We go inside the Wildcats' den and inside Wildcat Pride now, joined now by senior Alyssa Bowman. And Alyssa, I'll start off with a cheerleader here at Livingston Academy. How long have you been cheering?
I cheered 5th through 8th grade in Cannon County, and then I moved here and I've cheered all 4 years.
What kind of got you into cheering?
My grandma and my mom, really. They just kind of talked about it, and I was like, oh, let's try it.
So did they both cheer, I guess, throughout high school, or is that just something that they've kind of been interested in, and you got interested in it?
My mom did gymnastics, and I kind of, like, am a very outgoing person. Like, I'm very loud, actually, and so I was just like, oh, this might work. So I decided to try it, and I loved it. I love it.
What's your favorite part of cheer?
Stunting. It's probably, like, considered, like, one of the most hard things you do on there. I guess it's, like, I don't know. It's probably my favorite part because you just really have to be all together.
So would you rather cheer at a sporting event or go to a competition where you guys can kind of do some more stunts?
UCA camp, we do a lot of stunting there, and it's really, really fun. But I enjoy cheering with my girls because it's just, like, it's more involved than just stunting, like, with one certain group. So probably school cheering.
If you had to choose between a sport to cheer at, whether it's football or basketball, which one would you go with?
Football, because our coach, she, like, I feel like maybe she enjoys it more. She really gets into it, and she allows us to do so. You can do more stunting there. It's more free stunting there.
Okay.
It's easier to, like, be able to do it without having to make sure it's okay to do.
Well, you guys are cheering at your home stadium for the first time in about a year and a half, since October of 2020. You being a senior, you've cheered here before, but now it's a new stadium. How excited are you for it?
Actually, I've never got to cheer in football before. I had ACL surgery, but this is my first time, and I'm so excited, like, beyond excited.
What are you most excited for when you guys get out there?
Just being able to see everybody, like, we haven't had much of a student section being so far away, so I'm excited to see all the students come out and be in one stadium together.
For the cheer team specifically, do you guys have anything special planned for it?
Before the game, we have a little thing going on, but you'll have to be there to see it.
So make sure to come out early and check out the cheer squad before the football game on Friday. Now, lastly, do you have any plans for cheering after high school?
I can't tumble, so probably not.
Senior Alyssa Bowman, a cheerleader here at Livingston Academy, inside Wildcat Pride.
Welcome back inside the Wildcats den, joined by head football coach Dale Flatt. Coach Flatt, 43-23 loss to York on the road last Friday in the rivalry game. What did you think of your team's performance in that ball game?
You know, our offense performed really well. They moved the ball. I think Lachlan Hammack had maybe like 150 yards or something like that rushing. Which is very good. We moved the ball well. We throw the ball. Defense, we would stop one thing and then they'd start doing something else. It'd take us a little while and then we'd stop that and then they go to something else. So I thought we played well. They had some big plays right before half. I think it may have been earlier than that. They had maybe three long passes that they scored on, which really hurt us. Other than that, I thought we played pretty well.
I kind of wanted to ask about those three big plays. There were three drives where two of them were one play and another drive where it was two plays. Kind of those three big plays, looking back at the film, what went wrong on those, and how do you try to remedy that going in here into week five?
Well, I'm going to take the blame on that. We was in cover two, and I felt like we needed to be in cover four. We left that, went to cover four and cover one from then on, and we kind of shut down their throwing game, and then they went to running then after that. So it took me three plays to figure that out and try to switch to something else.
Well, Coach, your backup quarterback, Adrian Jenkins, he had a nice little drive at receiver in that final drive, a couple of big catches, had the touchdown catch as well. Are we going to be seeing more of him, or is that just kind of a final drive thing?
No, I think, we're going to use him some at receiver. He's such a good athlete, we got Brody playing quarterback, and we want to try to use our good athletes where we can, and that was a place that we could put him, and he did a fine job whenever he's there.
Coach, I know he came in for a drive at that quarterback position, kind of starting out the second half. It was only in for the one play. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, we try to use him whenever we can. Of course, I mostly deal with the defense, but Coach Hayes has different packages for him, and whenever he feels that he needs to run that certain play, he's going to put him out there on the field.
I gotcha. Well, Coach, you guys are playing at home in your home stadium for the first time since October 30th of 2020. How nice is that to hear? How nice is it to finally be playing at home in Livingston?
Playing at home is just going to be the greatest thing ever. It's been a year and a half since we've been there, and we've got a new stadium. Everything is kind of clicking on that stadium, and it's ready to go. And I'm lining the field off. So been a long time since I've lined the field off, and we're getting that done. And I think the kids are excited. I think the community's excited. I think a lot of people will come out just to see that that new stadium, see what it looks like.
What are some of the new additions to the stadium that fans can expect to see out there on Friday?
Well, of course, we got a lot more seating than what we used to have. Another thing is the visitor and home is switched now. People have been used to sitting on the side closest to the school. And it's not that way now. Our home side is over on the other side now. And they've done that just because of having room to put that big new stadium up there. And so they had to put it on the other side because of room, and things. And another thing, our concession stands are not done yet. I think they're still going to be selling concessions. I don't know exactly what they're going to have in the concessions, but they're still going to be selling those. And so that'll be something that'll be there. There'll be some barriers up because of some of the construction that's still going on. And people just need to be aware of that and try to go, where they're supposed to go around on the other side.
Coach, lastly, of course, aside from all the hoopla, you're playing a football game against a really good football team in the Macon County Tigers, who are 4-0 on the season, and it is a region game as well. What do you know about this Tiger squad as you get ready to take them on?
They do very – they're really good. They do things well. They're coached well. They're a disciplined team, and when you play against a disciplined team, they don't make that many mistakes. And that's one of the things that we have to eliminate to play with them. We got to be mistake-free as well.
Head Coach Dale Flatt with the Livingston Academy Wildcats football program right here inside the Wildcats den as they get ready to take on the Macon County Tigers at home for the first time in about a year and a half. Coach Flatt, we appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
We're joined by sophomore Carly Linder of the girls' soccer program as we go inside the Wildcats' den. And Carly, I know not playing a whole lot this year, suffering an injury, so not getting on the field. However, the team on the field playing very well. 9-0 this season, just took down a good Anderson County team last week, 3-2. Even though you're on the sidelines, how fun has this season been just with the team in general?
I've had, like, a really good time. Like, I've had more, I guess, if I was playing, I would have been close to, like, the defensive players. But, like, being injured, I really get to talk to, like, everyone. So, even, like, seniors, no matter, like, what age, I'm close with the freshmen. Like, I know everyone well on the team. And everyone's best friends. We're, like, one big family. So,
has it kind of helped you maybe learn the game a little bit more, at least from a different perspective? Instead of just playing defense, you kind of see how it's done on both sides of the ball now, too?
Yeah, on the sidelines, I can see, like, the defense, how they shift and how they move and their angles and the runs. And I've actually learned, like, because I don't play offense, by watching them, I've learned, like, how the wings play, like, how attacking mids play. Like, it's been, because I'm have that visual now.
Now, I know one of your senior teammates in Lily Copeland, she got injured to start the year, one of the better players on the team. She's kind of been acting as a player coach, and you said you've kind of been alongside her on the sidelines this year. What have you learned from her and just kind of being on the sidelines with her this year?
I've learned a lot about offensive players, like when they should go, when they should make their runs, what angle they should make their runs at. And I feel like I've just developed, like, not even soccer-wise, just, like, friend-wise. Like, I've developed a very good friendship with Lily that I didn't have before. We've made that bond off of being on the sidelines. We've created that.
Is the team just, as a team, is it pretty fun to be around? Is the chemistry pretty good on this year's squad?
Yeah, we're all like one big family, and everyone gets along. We just all go out, have a good time, get our job done, do what we need to do. Obviously, we like to win. We're competitive, so.
How much do you think that team chemistry plays in a part in playing well on the field?
I really think that you need to have a lot of chemistry to be a good team, because you can, like, be individually good as players, but that doesn't really matter if you don't play as a team. So I feel like we are good at playing as a team and communication. And
you guys have a big game coming up on Thursday against Cookeville. In practice, what has Coach Sadler kind of talked about, whether it be with Cookeville or what you guys are just working on in practice as you get ready for that one?
We're working on, because Cookeville likes to shoot outside the box, we're working on, like, shots outside the 18. Our goalies are working on blocking those, because that's something that they don't really necessarily like doing, but so we've just been working on that. We're just working on positioning, like, defensive-wise, runs.
That's sophomore Carly Linder with the girls' soccer program right here inside the Wildcats' Den. Here's a look at the upcoming games we'll be covering from the Wildcats' Den. The girls' soccer team gets a fun non-district matchup with Cookeville tomorrow on the road. Cavaliers are 4-6-2 on the season. The volleyball team goes on the road to Cumberland County tomorrow in White County on Friday. And cross country finally gets back in action as they'll race in the Crossville Invitational on Saturday. Follow the latest Wildcats sports at ucsportsnation.com. Inside the Wildcats Den, as we're joined by football sophomore lineman Dylan Chilton. And Dylan, I got to start it off. You guys are playing a home game for the first time since October of 2020. For you, as a sophomore, it's your first time playing at your home stadium. How excited are you personally?
I'm very excited. I know we're going up against Macon County, and I hear they're a pretty good team. But I think if we try our best, we can do our best and have a chance at beating them.
Is the buzz around the team pretty high up there right now in practice this week?
Yes, sir. Our coaches are trying their best to help us be the best that we possibly can be.
How fun this year has the team been around? Did you play last year? And I guess maybe what's some of the differences from last year to this year's team?
Last year I did play, and it's been really fun this year. Football is just a very fun sport. It's different because last year was my first year, and I didn't know exactly what I was doing. But this year I've learned a lot, and I can play a lot better.
That actually leads me into my next question. What kind of have you learned, especially in that lineman position, what have you learned this season?
I've learned how to deal with people that are bigger than me, and I've learned to stay low and keep my ground and keep driving.
What kind of got you into the sport of football?
All my cousins played, and I've been told my whole life that I was built for football, and I thought my freshman year, hey, I'll just try it out and see how it goes.
Do you have any personal goals for this season before it comes to a close?
My only personal goal is just try to be the best that I possibly can be for myself.
Are there any team goals that you guys have set?
Our team goals, coaches just want us to work together and be the best that we possibly can be. They just want us to work together and try to have fun this season, like every year.
Do you have any pregame routines that you have to go through before each game?
We have to stretch before every game, and we hype up and we talk to each other and try to get ourselves higher, get our enthusiasm going.
Now, lastly, Dylan, do you have a favorite pregame or postgame meal that you like to have?
Yeah, I like to go to McDonald's and get a 20-piece McNugget meal.
I think that's a pretty good one for a lineman. That's sophomore Dylan Chilton with the football team here at Livingston Academy. Friday night, Livingston Academy football gets to play their first home game at Tom Davis Memorial Stadium for the first time since October 30th of 2020. Coincidentally, they'll be facing the same opponent they faced on that day in the Macon County Tigers. They fell in that game in 2020 13-0, and that started the 16-game losing streak they're currently on. The Tigers are 4-0 on the season here in 2022, but have had three close wins. The Wildcats' offense has looked very good at times this season, and if the defense can make some adjustments to slow down the Tigers, it could be a great reopening of the new stadium on Friday. Tune in to all the action beginning at 6:30 on Friday with myself and Josh Scott. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats Den.